This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The government has referred the One Nation, One Election ONOE bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC for wider consultations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah told Lok Sabha that Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself suggested that the bill should be sent to the JPC as there should be a detailed discussion over it at every level. Mr. Shah's statement came amid an uproar in the Lok Sabha as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal tabled the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill 2024 to enable simultaneous polls. Soon after the bills were introduced in the Lok Sabha, the opposition party leaders registered their objections with the bill. While introducing the bills in the lower house of parliament, Mr. Meghwal had said that the government is ready to send ONOE to the JPC. He also termed the objection to ONOE bills as political in nature. The two bills are aimed at holding Lok Sabha and State Assembly elections simultaneously in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will bring Uniform Civil Code, UCC, in every state under its rule, as the party did in Uttarakhand, concluding the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the 75 years of adoption of the Constitution. Mr. Shah launched a scathing attack on the Congress for failing to implement the UCC across the country. The Home Minister accused the Congress of appeasement politics and asked the party to clarify why there should not be a common law for every religion in a secular nation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Testing Agency NTA will conduct only competitive entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and will not hold any recruitment exams. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that the idea is to conduct error-free exams and fix accountability. Mr. Pradhan said education and health ministries are deliberating on whether to conduct the medical entrance exam NEET UG in pen and paper mode or online mode. India has become the third largest exporter of smartphones in the world, which was on the 23rd rank in 2019. The country's smartphone exports have also breached the 20,000 crore rupees mark in a single month in November 2024, according to data submitted by companies and figures compiled from industry associations. Sharing a news article on social media platform, Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav lauded this achievement and termed it as Making Bharat story. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal will take part in the India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Dobhal will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative's talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Indians will be among the nationals from 39 countries who will have free visas to travel to Sri Lanka from January 2025. This was announced by the visiting Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Vijitha Herath during an interaction organized by the India Foundation in New Delhi. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the severe category, with an air quality index AQI of 441 this morning, according to the Central Pollution Control Board. Some areas of the national capital have breached the 450 AQI levels. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In cricket, India were 8 for no loss in the second innings of the third test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba, Brisbane. The match was stopped due to bad light at Gabba. Australia had declared their second innings at 89 for 7 with a total lead of 274 runs. India now need 275 runs to win this match. Earlier, the match was delayed due to rain and cloudy weather. In the first innings, India were all out for 260 in response to Australia's 445 on day 5 of the Gabba test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.